This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Remember last week when I kept forgetting that we had an open for the giveaway?
Yes.
Now I remember, and Raymond, if you will.
DNR, facts or fiction?
And there's your fancy open. Call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to qualify to win Rick's beautiful 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. It's a month from today. Today's the 30th of May, right?
That's right.
Nice. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. So I have a list of questions right in front of me. About 30 questions. Now, all you have to do, because we've really dumbed it down, all you have to do is get two out of three right. Yes?
That's it.
All right. You get two out of three right, and you're the winner.
Yeah, but for pride, though. Try to get three for three. No, we don't want to waste the question. So, yeah, two or three.
No, you get first two. We're done.
Done.
That's it. All right. So, we'll get to that in just a moment. 1-800-919-3776. You mentioned this. I asked you the question. You answered, we agree. If I am Boston, I want Derek White just to be a nanosecond late, releasing that ball on Saturday night. I don't even want to see a Game 7 the way it played.
Well, not the way Game 7 played out. Nope. No. I mean, listen, here's the thing, though. I mean, you want to have a Game 7 at home. You don't want to lose. You want to give yourself the opportunity to go home and win a Game 7. And we'll see. Let the chips fall where they may. I mean, Jason Tatum rolling his ankle first play of the game does not help anyone in Boston, period. Because you all understand how important he is to that team's success. Jaylen Brown with the 8 turnovers. They just kept hucking up threes. And they shot awful from three. They shot awful in Game 6 and were lucky to win that game. I told you the stat. I was right. It was 38-2.
Right.
They shoot 40% or better from three. They were 38-2. And they somehow managed to win Game 6 shooting awful. And then it's kind of more of the same. We'll shoot a bunch of threes. Hopefully we make them. And if we don't...
That's their whole game plan, though. We'll pass it around. Try to get an open look. Hope that... I mean, how many threes do you want Al Horford? Why is the music still playing?
Just to put you in the mood for the game show. Maybe?
No. No, Ray, did you...
You want to fade the music out then?
I think that'd be nice.
Right.
I think then when we start to take the calls, we'll fade it back up.
Okay, you'll have to call for the open all over again then.
Well, you could play the open and then have the music ready to go.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Okay, this is the best way to describe how I would feel if I was a Boston Celtics fan. Is in the moment of winning Game 6, I would be pumped that we have a Game 7.
But I can't believe they lost the Game 7.
But if you told me that Game 7 was going to unfold the way it did... I would say...
Just ended in six.
Just ended in six.
Well, because think about this. You're a fan of Boston, right? You're a fan of the Celtics. So now you win that game Saturday night. You go out. You probably party. You're so excited. You're cloud nine.
Feel like it's inevitable that you're going to win the series now.
First team ever, right? 0-150, first team ever. Now Sunday, you go through about your day. You're excited. In the back of your mind, all weekend long is we have a game seven. All Monday, maybe you barbecue, you make your way down to the game, you're excited. It's going to be late. You can get home late. You're going to have not a lot of sleep heading into Tuesday morning, and you give that kind of performance and lay that kind of an egg? Dreadful is what it was.
Yeah, well, especially, too, you got to think. I mean, what happened in the previous series, too, in that Game 7? So you just feel like, I think a lot of people felt like, and including Miami Heat fans, as much as they want to talk about the Heat culture and everything else, you lose a heartbreaker at home like that in Game 6. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to be the first team ever to lose a series
right.
that you led 3-0. On the road, and that's how do you come back from that? Because most teams wouldn't.
As a fan, I don't know how I like re-energize for Monday night. I mean, you're done. You have a 1-point lead at home, 3 seconds to go. They miss the shot, and they get a follow basket, which got out of his hands with that much to spare.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people. Forget the fans. I mean, the fans are devastated, of course. But I just think a lot of people in general, like myself being one of those people, is like, how do you muster up whatever it's going to take
I don't know.
To bounce back after having, like, I've been in those moments where it's the hardest part about, you know, regular season games, let alone Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, when you're up a goal, they pull the goalie, and there's, like, 5 seconds left, and they somehow score a goal to tie it up. It's like, Oh, God. Now we got to go into overtime?
I'll tell you what. I give him a ton of credit.
Tons of credit.
I mean, a ton of credit. I don't know how they did that. I really don't. For the life of me, I don't know how they did that.
Because I think they believe in their coach. He's going to put them in the best situation to have success. And they believe in Jimmy Butler. And they got a bunch of guys that just go out and play the right way. And, oh, by the way, it helps when Caleb Martin turns into a guy that probably should have won the MVP of the series.
He was awesome.
It was great.
He was cut by Charlotte.
It was great.
They found him from nowhere. Think about the guys that I'd say to you, I'd mention a name, and you'd be like, irrelevant. Gabe Vincent, before the postseason, I'd mention him to you, you'd be like, he's irrelevant, right? Caleb Martin, irrelevant. Duncan Robinson wasn't even playing. And every single one of those guys. Kevin Love, did he even play last night? I don't think so, right?
Kevin Love did not play last night, no.
He was starting earlier in the postseason.
Kevin Love did not play. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I mean, they shot 50% from three. Caleb Martin had 26 points. Kyle Lowry was plus 26 last night in 24 minutes.
He's 37 years old.
Yeah, but that's the crazy thing about Miami. And I think that was our biggest problem as Knicks fans going into that series was, like, there's no question. You ask me 100 times out of 100 times, I would tell you I would rather play Miami than Milwaukee.
And I stand by it.
I stand by it too. But, I mean, this was not the same. This was not an ace seed. This was not the same Miami team you saw during the regular season. Something for them changed. And I think it starts with Jimmy Butler is that once you get to the postseason, like, he becomes a different player, a much better player, like a superstar player. And they have one of the best coaches, maybe the best coach in basketball. And then you take that and you mix it with a bunch of guys that do exactly what they're asked to do at a high level, and they're back in the NBA Finals.
It's pretty remarkable. Here's Jaylen Brown on what happened with this one.
We fell. I fell. Oh, man. We let the whole city down.
We let the whole city down. What do you got going on over there?
The computer started playing something, I guess. I didn't even know this computer could play sound.
I don't have audio on my computer.
I didn't think I did either. All of a sudden, the thing just randomly starts playing sound.
Can you focus on what I'm doing here for a second?
I didn't press anything.
Okay. Here. I'm going to let you listen to it again.
I heard it. Jaylen Brown. I can multitask.
Okay. So
he let the city down.
Do you think they let the city down?
I think he probably feels like he let the city down. At least Tatum has the excuse that he hurt his ankle. And you're talking about a guy who he was a second team All NBA who just qualified for a $295 million contract.
Yeah, you can't give him that, can you? If you're Boston,
the way they asked Wendy that question yesterday, and he said, it feels like they're going to. He's going to sign it. And then when the time comes to give Tatum his Supermax is when they'll have to kind of make a decision.
Who would you keep? I mean, to me, it feels like a no-brainer.
Tatum.
Tatum is the better player, no?
Oh, I think the team is built around Tatum, but it's like, how do you find guys at this age, at this level, don't just grow on trees?
No.
Do they fit perfect? Probably not, but where else are you getting?
Well, they went to the NBA Finals last year. And they went Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals this year. So it's not, I mean, they're right there.
Yeah, they're right there. I mean, I think that's going to be hard for, I mean, in a moment where you had the chance, if you're Jaylen Brown, with Tatum hurt early in that game, and already seeing what, you know, Tatum has that iconic 51-point game, right? And do you already feel, he already has to feel, because I think you can already tell by some of the stuff he said, but some of the times how he reacts to certain things that he knows it's Jason Tatum's team.
Mm-hmm.
What better opportunity to be the hero
than when Tatum is banged up?
Tatum's banged up.
And
you take over the game.
What,
and
he couldn't have eight turnovers in that game? Yeah, that is brutal. All right, Ray, you want to give me the little sound again?
DNR.
Here we go.
Facts or fiction?
All right, now, I have the questions right in front of me. Are you ready, Rick?
I am ready.
All right, let's go to Ryan in Point Pleasant. Ryan, you are our first caller with a chance to win all sorts of goodies here on 98.7. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, you have to get two out of three. Here we go. Question one. Chance to be eligible to win the Bronco. VIP entry to the Beach Bash. Rick Ward number 40 with the Islanders.
Fiction.
Fiction is correct.
Steve Alakette, 40.
He gets one of two.
Yeah, wins. I think he's going to be fine. You a little hesitation that. There. He didn't know. He seemed like he guessed on that one.
you and your audio over here, huh? Hang on a second. I'm
what
sorry.
What is happening?
Do you hear
the
it on
computer,
the air?
I promise you, I've touched nothing. You saw my hand.
Do I have to take the computer
no.
away?
Do you see what? He's incapable.
All I,
me? What is the computer?
I don't know
you
how.
Like, what are you searching?
I'm not searching anything. I haven't touched anything.
Well, honestly, what are you doing?
We just spent 15 minutes ripping Dave for his computer. Now we're just playing audio. What are we doing?
I mean, what are you doing? Stop playing this.
I'm not playing anything. I swear to God,
right.
I haven't touched anything.
Ryan, I'm sorry you had to sit through this.
I closed out of the website.
Question two.
What website?
Yeah, what are you on?
None of your business. See, that I didn't do that. That was someone put that up.
That's any kid ever
said. All right,
said.
Please. Ryan, I'm sorry. Question two. Dave spent part of RJ's wedding in the kitchen of the venue watching Giants preseason football.
I can see that. Let's go fact.
Fact. Correct. You win.
That question is too easy.
That's what's on my list here.
It's too specific and too easy.
That's what's on my list. I didn't write the questions. Ryan, congratulations. We look forward to meeting you on June 30th.
Appreciate it. Same. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you have it. Well, easy or not, he wins.
See, I feel like the last couple listeners that have done these know, like, you know that they listen every day.
Right.
Those two questions, easy questions. Easy.
That's how it should be.
I mean, what are you looking
for?
That,
no, I have no problem with the question being easy. I also would like the question to be a little bit more challenging where you have to know the people actually listen every
Especially
day.
That you only have to get two or three.
Like that one, I mean, what number did I wear? That's not a tough question if you didn't listen to the show. And that's so specific that Dave, anyone that knows Dave at all would know that
and,
that
and
would
that was
happen.
A big topic after Huge. RJ's wedding.
Huge. Oh, good for him. He got the two questions right. It's not our fault that management decided to dumb it down.
Right. You get two or three. But at least he went two for two.
Solid.
What's tomorrow? The best question during Stump Rothenberg, right?
Stumpy.
And then we're going to have to give something away on Thursday also.
Yep.
What's the Thursday one, though? Is it fact or fiction again? Because it's not going to be an observation or DHIF.
It's probably going to be fact or fiction.
Probably right. Fact or fiction. Or we could do something where, I don't know, with the legal stuff. I don't want to say something and then, God forbid, get in trouble.
Why don't you ask people what naughty website Rick was just on that was making all that noise?
It was a sports website.
Sure it was.
I am not the one that touched the computer. This computer has never, ever played sound one time.
You know, we're not looking for excuses.
Listen, it's been resolved.
I finally have a screen that doesn't shut off every 2 seconds, and now it all of a sudden plays sound miraculously.
Here is Jaylen Brown on his future.
I expected to win today and move on. That's what my focus was on. That's what my focus has been on. We failed. I failed. And it's hard to think about anything else right now, to be honest. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, so let's just, from the Knicks fan perspective, let's say we're at that bridge. Are you interested in Jaylen Brown?
I would be interested in Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I'd be interested too.
But what do you have that the Celtics would want?
Well, I don't know that deal is directly with the Celtics, though.
Okay, but why would the Celtics move off from him?
Well, if they don't want to pay him $300 million. You're going to have to pay him and Tatum tons of money.
Okay, but you're still going to have to, someone's going to have to pay him. So, is it feasible that we go another year, we pay him, he signs the extension, we go, another year until we have to decide, not decide, because Tatum's going to get his extension, and then we make a decision?
They can wait.
We just mentioned it. They were in the finals. Now they're in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
They certainly can wait. And maybe it'd be smart for them to wait. But I'm just saying, like, if you want to make a deal now, you can. You might get more value for him now than if you wait till the 11th hour.
So, well, what's the value going to be, though? Is it going to be enough to put us where we've been? Like, I'm going to need to make a move that gets us over, not like gets us back here, but gets us over the hump. So, is that move out there? I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy was second team All-NBA. Like, where's that guy coming from? Is it going to be, is Lillard a better fit?
Lillard would be a nice fit
with
there.
With Tatum?
Lillard would be a nice fit there.
He's also an older player, though.
He is. And now your window is shorter.
So, listen. Jaylen
you trust
Brown,
Brad Stevens?
Jaylen Brown is an attractive player for a lot of teams.
He's a young stud is what he is. Very attractive.
I'll be interested to see what happens with Philly now that they hired Nick Nurse. What that does
they
with James
They go from
Harden.
A doctor to a nurse.
A doctor to
you
a
like
nurse.
That?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We'll see what happens with James Harden now.
Sounds like Houston.
Sounds like back to Houston, huh?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So Yankees win again. That's their third in a row. Yankees are, they've been good. But it's kind of like with Tampa, it's kind of roller coastery, right? You got it down to 5. Then it went back to 8. Now it's back down to 6. I mean, I know you say just get it. I understand that. They're totally fine. I have no concerns about the Yankees. But you, in a perfect world, you'd like to win the division, no?
Yeah, you'd like to win the division. But, I mean, you also have to understand. I mean, you've played 56 games.
I get it. Tampa's good.
Tampa's good. Tampa's legit. I mean, they had another... Fairbanks just went on the IL, who's, you know, one of their most trusted bullpen arms. But, I mean...
What, he come off Yankees, the IL for a week?
I know, he has his hip locked up. Apparently. Glasnow's back, which right. is big for them.
Yeah, he's terrific.
I think as a Yankees fan, you got to feel good. Aaron Judge is pretty close to the same Aaron Judge you saw last year when he had the historic season.
I think Aaron Judge is the same guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. And then on top of that, you're going to start getting some reinforcements back.
So the Mets are concerned.
Not just guys.
Well, you're going to get Stanton. You're going to get Rodon.
Yeah, and you're going to get some bullpen arms. Eventually, you get some bullpen arms back.
Right. Stanton's a huge... You know, acquisition to get him back is enormous. Because now, I mean, it doesn't matter with Judge, but now it gives you at least a little bit of protection behind Judge anyway.
Well, look at the lineup right now. I mean, I get it. Trust me, they had 18 hits. They scored 10 runs. But you have Gleyber Torres leading off, Aaron Judge batting second. Then you got Willie Calhoun and DJ LeMahieu.
And they still pound out a trillion hits.
18.
And score, what did they score last night?
10 runs.
10 runs.
Yeah.
And they hammered this kid, Miller, who had been sensational all season long.
Yeah, I'm surprised they left him in. To get hammered the way
you know,
they got
it's funny because he's been, I mean,
it's
if you
awesome.
Look at his numbers, he's been
great.
But if you look at his numbers in the minor leagues, you question why they even brought him up. His ERA was 6 at double A.
Yeah, the Yankees knew. I mean, they were
looking
sitting
fastball
on his fastball, yeah.
All game long.
Well, he throws it 70% of the time.
Right.
And then you react to everything else.
And that's why, I guess that was what they were discussing last night on the telecast, is why they put Calhoun in that spot, because he can jump on the fastball, and he did it right away.
That's exactly what he did. And Aaron Judge hit absolute missile off the
Aaron
fallible.
Judge is awesome. So we did it last week. If you were drafting anyone in Major League Baseball, then don't get prisoner of the moment on me here. Anyone in Major League Baseball, you going Judge one?
You're no, I think first? I would stick with what I said at the time. I think I said Acuna.
Acuna one, Judge two, or Otani two?
Whew. See, Otani does both, though.
Okay, well.
I mean, I'm getting both.
Doesn't that determine best player in baseball, though? You get both. Of course you do.
Yeah, but how much better... I mean, don't you? You're asking me the question. Don't you have to go the guy that gives you both?
I'd go Otani.
Okay, well, I mean, because he does both at a high level.
I would go Otani. Because, I mean, is he as good offensively as Judge? No, he's not.
No, but I think you have to... How much better offensively is Judge that would be enough to now negate... The pitching.
Right, because now I get an elite starter.
And we all know how important starting pitching is, especially with all the injuries and everything else. Yeah, I mean, so I think you still have to go Otani.
So you go Otani 1, So where are you going now? So now you're going Acuna, and then you're going Judge three. So Yankee fans get very upset with this. I think you're right.
Well, they shouldn't be upset about it. I mean, look, you got to take age into account. I mean, there's so many things you have to take into account. Acuna's a great defensive player. I mean, the guy's going to lead the league in stolen bases.
But so is Judge.
Is Judge going to lead the league in stolen bases?
No, Judge also has immense power. Judge is a great defensive player. No, he's not going to lead the league in stolen bases.
Okay, but you're agreeing with me, and now you're yelling at me at the same time.
No.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
It's a very viable point. I'm yelling at you via the Yankees fan, because I can hear the Yankees fan right now saying, no. Even if you want to take Ohtani one, you have to take Judge two and then Acuna three. That would be my guess is what the Yankees fan would feel.
Acuna's 25.
He's awesome.
Okay. Acuna's 25. I think that has to be, I mean, that's an important piece of this. Age has to be a part
of it. What is Judge, 32?
No, Judge is 31.
Okay.
I believe. So, I mean, it's a big difference. 6 years.
Huge difference.
So, I mean, can you go wrong? No, I don't think you can go wrong. Judge clearly has more power than Acuna. Now he's back again, and another year where he's back to over 300 now, Judge.
He's a great player.
Dude, I mean, the season he had last season is one of the great offensive seasons you've seen.
Now, you say that, and it's true, and it was, and it should be discussed like that forever. Look at the season Acuna is in the process of putting on the table right now. Bring up Acuna's numbers.
I have it up already.
Okay. Slowly, let's digest
you want it
this.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it slowly. Give me his numbers.
Okay. So, right now, currently, Ronald Acuna Jr. is batting .327.
Okay, which is insane.
He's got 11 home runs.
Which is not unbelievable. Very good, but not like wild.
30 RBI.
All right, so in the leadoff spot.
22 stolen bases.
All right, so he's on pace for 30, 160.
Yeah. And his OPS is .969. He's on base almost 41% of the time. I mean, that's...
It's a wild number.
He's awesome.
On base 41% of the time.
He's awesome. I mean, he's awesome. Now, I mean, does he have to carry his team the way that Aaron Judge carries his team?
No.
No, I don't think he does. Because top to bottom, I mean, look at the season Olsen's having too right now.
You got Olsen, you got Austin Riley.
Yeah, Riley, yeah.
You know, Ozzie Albies, right? Look at the catchers.
Sean
terrific.
Murphy. Yeah.
I mean, what an acquisition he's been for them too, huh?
Well, he's another one. He's got 11 home runs too.
Right. So, no, he doesn't have to carry the team. And their pitching staff is really good, too.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Atlanta's
a very good team.
Very good team. Let's go to Noah in Springfield. Noah, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're very well. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking it. You guys are talking about the Yankees, you know, having Rodon coming back, having Stanton coming back. And as a Yankee fan, you know, I'm really excited to see them play. But, what I'm not as excited about is Donaldson, all the talk about him starting a rehab assignment. And, you know, Boone has said that when Donaldson comes back, he's going to start every day. And first of all, I think most Yankee fans, that doesn't sit well with them. And I also want to know what you guys think about that and what you guys think about Boone saying that. Like, what does that say about Boone? You know, he gets a lot of heat. Like, is he a good manager? Is he not? You know, most people who are in the know, who really know baseball, say he's a great manager. But when you say something like that about a player who really hasn't proven himself, like, how could you say something like that?
Well, he's won MVP. And Aaron Boone has been bullish before the season started and before Donaldson got hurt, that he thought that Josh Donaldson would offensively have a bounce-back season.
Yeah, but what I would say in retort to that, Noah and Rick as well, is do you think that this is 100% Aaron Boone's decision?
100% no, but I think that Aaron Boone has said it the entire time. This is not like all of a sudden out of nowhere Aaron Boone was like, no, Josh Donaldson is playing and he's going to have a resurgence. He said it before the season started. So I'm going to take him at his word. He believes it. They think he plays a gold glove caliber
third base. He's a terrific defensive player.
And it's not like, you know, I love him. I think you love him too. But, I mean, DJ LeMahieu was not the same guy that we saw the first couple years.
No. Let me ask you this now. Would you sign DJ LeMahieu to that same deal now?
No.
No, you would not.
No, and he's dealt with injuries and everything else. So, I mean, again, is Josh Donaldson, do I love him? No, I don't love him. But, I mean, he is more of a power threat than LeMahieu is. LeMahieu is probably better served now playing some first when Rizzo needs a day or playing some second or third, whatever it ends up being. It sounds like there's a lot of interest in Gleyber Torres as we move along during the season and we get towards the deadline.
Would you trade Gleyber?
Yeah, I would trade him if I needed, like, depending on what I needed. Yeah. I want to see what the team looks like whole first. We haven't seen the team whole yet.
No, you're getting closer to
that. And now you got Bader getting an MRI.
Which is not good news.
Because that's going to be their downfall. I mean, they should have the pieces. Let's face it. I mean, look at their rotation. And I know Cole recently struggled with home runs and everything else, but their rotation is as good as anyone's in baseball.
When they're healthy, they are.
Right. Bullpen, I mean, once you start, when you get Canley back and Loaisiga back, I mean, it's really going to come down to who you trust to close the games.
Yankees are fine.
Yeah, but it's not like they don't have... They don't have a clear-cut guy that you feel 1,000% comfortable being your closer. Like last year with the Mets, Diaz goes out there, you feel good.
Yeah, of course. No, big spot.
It was last year. Same thing last year they struggled with. Who's going to close these games?
Well, they're going to have the same issue this year. Big spot. Everyone's healthy. Loaisiga's healthy. Canley's healthy.
Right now it looks like it would be King, yeah. Peralta, or Holmes.
Yeah, but again, you can mix and match.
Okay.
You don't have a guy. All I'd right. like to have a guy.
Right. I think we'd all like to have a guy. But then, I mean, their lineup went healthy, which we haven't seen yet. You got to think, I mean, especially now with Volpe and the dynamic he brings with the speed and everything else from top to bottom. I mean, hopefully this is the last injury for Stanton. He's back for the rest of the season. But, I mean, you'd like to think that they have the pieces. Now, could you upgrade left field if you wanted to? Yeah, you could upgrade left field if you wanted to. If that's something that you feel like you need.
Yeah, but is it a huge need? I don't know. It's a huge need.
No, I don't think it's a huge need. But it's something like we want to, like, I think at this point, when you're a team like the Yankees or one of these teams that considers themselves a World Series team, I don't care what the sport is, like you're trying to improve within the margins, right? Like, and it's what you're trying to, like, if this guy in left field is good, can we find someone that's better or adds a different dynamic
right.
that we need? Like, although Greg Allen decided that, I mean, he goes into...
How about that? You go in for an injury, Bader, get
picked
off.
And then immediately gets picked off.
Yeah, not a good look.
So, I mean, that would be the one spot, but I'm interested to see what this team looks like whole offensively.
Well, you know, you're going to find out, and it's still infancy stages of this season.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what? RG puts me in a very tenuous situation and position. You see what he just does?
Yeah, I saw exactly. I was sitting here.
So... Yeah. You sign some playing cards
right.
for fans that send them in.
You want me to sign one for Sherry? I got one right here.
No, I'm good. She's good.
What a naked photo.
Great. I'll tell you what. You whip out a naked photo right now?
I'll pull my Polaroid camera out. I'll take a quick naked photo.
Okay.
Arj has got the Sharpie.
We're good.
Right. Just get naked. I'm right, naked right now.
Changing the story of what I'm trying to
no,
get
deflecting
into.
Deflecting the story.
All right. So RJ, you sign him. RJ, you know, licks him up and... Sends him right at
whoever.
He's
got a very moist tongue, yeah.
Very moist tongue. And he puts me in a very tenuous position. He says to me, on the open market, how much do you think this would get? You think a lot of money? And I said, no, probably not a lot of money. And then and now he's like, oh, that's very mean. Well, he asked so I would give that answer. Do you believe that your card on the open market would gain a lot of money?
No,
okay,
probably
so
not.
I'm giving an honest answer.
Well, yeah, but he was expecting maybe to just say, I mean, it's not so flippantly. Like, that's the problem with you, though. Being the honesty broker is fine.
Uh-huh.
It's the delivery of the honesty.
So I have to wait? Is that what it... RJ, is that what...
At least hoe and hum.
But he asked the question to put me in that position.
No, see,
He's the bad guy.
No, see, that's how you take it. Here's what I was really doing. I give you opportunities to build up your teammates. You had a chance right there to be like, you know what? Probably not as much as maybe, you know, when he was playing.
Like a Gretzky.
Or... See, that's what you do.
Slammed it down. Boom.
He can't help himself.
He's not a
force multiplier.
Ask me again, RJ. Let's play again.
I don't know if I want to play again.
I want to play again. One more time.
All right. We post
a lot. Oh, no. Go ahead. Sorry. Ask the question this time. Go ahead.
We post this card.
Yeah.
Open market. How much?
Hundreds.
See, but now you're not being... See, I think the proper answer, if you wanted to just be a nice guy,
yeah.
I'm not sure you do, but if you wanted to, yeah, you know what? Probably more than you'd think. And I'd say, well, what do you think? You'd be like, I don't know.
Hundreds.
Of pennies.
No, hundreds of dollars.
See, but it's just a chance to build up the team. You, being as honest as you are, you didn't even hesitate. You look at me and go, not much. I don't know.
Yeah, very negative, like flipping. Like no,
it wasn't negative.
It was very negative.
It was honest.
Sometimes you can be too honest.
Sorry.
Right.
Can you really, though? Can you be too honest?
You tried to fight a Princeton student over the weekend.
I did not try to
fight. You said your mother to a poor 19-year-old kid.
Well, yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when you say your mother to a 19-year-old?
Well, what do you think is going to happen when you say go birds to me?
He doesn't know you.
Well,
he doesn't
I
know
don't
who
know
you
him.
Are.
Imagine he was like a foster child. He didn't even have a mother.
Doughy middle-aged man. So? I thought he was just, I mean, probably just fun banter with your family.
I didn't find it to be funny.
Well, clearly. I think he was going to get jumped by some old guy with a severely burned face.
It wasn't burned at that point. It was pre-burned.
Like Fire Marshal Bill.
Listen, be careful what you wish for then. He asked for it, and I had it ready to go.
Why can't you have a fun back and forth?
I did.
Can't you say, go Giants?
Your mother.
Your mother.
You know what? In retrospect.
How fun was that, really?
It probably was the way to go. But
what did your family do? They stared at you.
No, they were just like, oh.
They're numb to it by now.
Yeah, that said something about his mother.
Poor Sherry, like she's limping around because she has a fully reconstructed knee, and this idiot is starting fights.
Well, I wasn't starting. He started with me.
Well, I think you heard.
Because he said, go Birds.
I think you heard the fallout on the way home because Dave was telling us the kids, his wife, all just kind of emptied out the emotional tank that they don't feel like they're being given enough credit for being part of that family.
What day was this again?
It was unbelievable. We got back yesterday. Sherry goes, you know, I didn't complain one time. I'm hobbling around all these universities. I deserve a lot of credit. And then Alex goes, how about me? I deserve all the credit. I didn't want to go to these colleges and check them out.
This poor woman must be emotionally drained.
Why? What do you mean, why? Just what
she
I said.
She says that no, when
because
you come home.
When you go somewhere with your two kids and your 50-year-old husband, the expectation is I'm going to have to make sure my stupid husband doesn't say anything dumb.
Well, maybe it should be. Well, she knows better. She knows that I
should. She's not supposed to have to worry about you.
She knows that at any point I could put my foot right in my mouth.
Which is exactly why Raymond said she's probably emotionally just drained.
I don't think so.
And physically now with the knee.
While she's rehabbing reconstructive ACL surgery.
She has the Egypt brace. She has to look out for you.
It's a big brace.
Yeah, right.
And then Alex makes fun of her because it whooshes.
This poor woman. Send her on vacation, please. Send her on like an all-inclusive vacation.
No, he can't do that.
Why?
Because it would all collapse again. You got it through a couple
of
days.
We're back to eating cheese sandwiches.
He loves cheese sandwiches. I'm glad this is all funny for you.
No, it's not funny. It's an intervention.
Yeah, it's not an intervention.
I think it is.
It's all real.
We're saying this because we care.
Just
because
I stand up for what's right doesn't mean that I deserve to be badgered on this stupid show.
Standing up for what's right means saying your mother to a college student?
What kind of message does that send to your children?
If you're going to go after the Giants, if you're going to go after our teams, be careful what you get.
Oh, my goodness.
Be careful what you
get. So, okay, so you get a phone call today from Alex's school.
Okay.
What happened? Well, Alex got into a fight. Why? Because someone said, let's go Cowboys.
Okay.
And what did he say? Your mother. And the kid punched him right in the face.
We got a call from school. We got a couple, and how about this now? Happened.
Of course.
A couple years ago, dodgeball. They're playing. Now, I stand by him. I think he's right. And so does Sherry. No, and I think you might as well. They're playing dodgeball. Like, Alex whips the ball at the girls. It's not right. It's not fair. And Sherry fielded this call, and she said, well, how can you ask a kid not to play to win? And they said, well, he needs to know better. He needs to know not to whip the ball at the girls. And Sherry's like, then don't play dodgeball.
I think that's a little bit different.
We got that call years ago.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the same example as I'm giving. It's kind of like RJ's Nathaniel Hackett situation.
I'm not promoting violence. Well, no, I wasn't saying violent with the kid.
Well, no one's saying violence.
Okay.
It's how you handle certain situations. This is not a dodgeball situation where you're competing against a class to win. This is just walking through a campus as a 50-year-old man, and someone says something just joking around, let's go Birds.
I don't know that he was joking. I don't know. Maybe he had an agenda.
Do you think he wanted to embarrass you in front of his family? Your family?
Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do.
He walked out of the house and said, you know what I'm saying? I hope I see some doughy older man that I can embarrass.
I think that we're walking down the street and he sees me coming. And he looks and out of his little eyes.
Is that Dave Gettleman?
No.
Maybe that's what he thought.
That's not funny. His beady little eyes and he sees, is that the NY insignia on that guy's shirt? And then he develops where he's going to go and he says, yeah, go Birds.
Yeah, funny.
In the face! In the face!
You know what? Just be careful. If you don't want all the smoke, then don't come over here.
You want the smoke.
Okay?
See what happens, kids? You want the smoke with Dad? You're going to get your mom. That's what you're going
to
get.
Do we have to be concerned about you at the tailgate?
What do you mean?
At the game.
It's going to be Mets fans. It's my people.
But it's Phillies, though.
Yeah.
So? Well, I don't like the Phillies. Well,
right.
Right.
The Philly fans.
But they'll probably
be an Eagles fan or two in the building. What are you going to do when they say go Birds?
I don't dislike the Philadelphia Phillies nearly as much as I dislike the Eagles.
Okay, but
that's
if they're
personal.
Does the rabbi listen to the
Phillies
show?
Fan, if they're a Phillies fan, reason is going to lead you to believe that they're also an Eagles fan. So what happens when somebody in Citi Field says, go Birds? What are you going to do then?
Go Giants.
Well, probably on purpose now, because they know it gets you crazy.
Go Birds.
It doesn't get me crazy.
Well,
they're filthy. You should probably go take a shower.
So they should be the Pigeons, because they're filthy birds.
Filthy birds.
Does the rabbi listen to the show?
I don't think
I'd like him to call in.
I don't think consistently.
I want to know how much I have to pay him to get him to do an Eagles chant.
I don't think he'd do it.
Or
I would bum rush the rabbi.
Oh. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, then I don't think it's a good idea for him to do what you're suggesting.
Wherever you feel like this afterlife is, I don't think that's going to be great on the list of achievements.
Not much for afterlife. I'm trying to take care of what I got right in front of me right
like
now.
If you're hoping that there's somewhere else, could be held against you.
You know what, Raymond? If there's anyone that should respect the fact that I went right after the Eagles fan, it should be you.
Why? You didn't miss a beat. You degraded the poor young man. He's probably crushed his confidence.
Good. I hope it did.
He says, go Birds, and he gets met with your mother. Come on.
You know what? I hope it did. I hope he tumbles in life because of it, is what I hope happens.
A Princeton yeah. University student.
That's right. Tumbles.
He probably went back to his dorm and called his parents. He would never guess what happened to me today.
Good. I was minding my own business, walking through campus, took a shot at a Giants fan. He took a haymaker right back at me, Mom.
Animal. Some animal.
If he would have said nothing, I would have said nothing.
Well, of course, but he thought it was just fun.
Well, welcome to my world, baby.
A nice little stroll, beautiful day out.
You know what? You want to take the gloves off? Let's go.
You made him grow up that day.
Right.
That's right. That's the day he went from prepubescent Princeton sophomore to it dropped. Okay. All right.
I wish he punched you right in the face.
I would have mauled him.
No, he would have one punch.
Mauled him.
One punch.
I would have put him in a suplex.
Kid's wife dragging poor Sherry in her Egypt race, just carrying you out of off the campus.
Suplex.
Never.
I would have put him in a DDT. You like that? All right, in 2 days, you can hang with us all day long. Join us starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset for a special pregame broadcast and music from Randy and the Zoo. Just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, we'll take the train to Citi Field and tailgate in Lot F before the matinee game against Philadelphia, the dirty Philadelphia Phillies. All brought to you by the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. See what I did there?
I see it.
Yeah, it's nice. A brogue.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.